If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is Barry Shemesh, and we're going to be talking about what's going on over in Israel, the fact that Perez is over in the Vatican. The president of Israel has gone to the Vatican for instructions from the hierarchy there. And remember, I don't know how many of you remember the book written by Malachi Martin, who was a confidant of Pope Paul the 23rd, Father Malachi Martin. We have a wonderful four-tape set with him. And one of those tapes, we discuss a book he wrote called The Keys of This Blood. It was really giving you an overview of the world. And according to Father Malachi, and I really believe that he had
ties
into Vatican intelligence, he talked about the three major forces in the world, the Vatican, the transnationalists, and America, and of course the communists. So with that as a background,
I'm on Dr.
Stan's
show right now. Can I phone you back in 1 hour?
What's that? No, you go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Barry.
Oh, yes, I'll hear you in an hour. I'm sorry, that was my other phone. It got me all confused. How are you this morning?
You go right ahead. No, don't call back in an hour.
I'm sorry, that was my cell phone. And
develop what's going on in Israel today.
Well, what's going on in Israel today is the real thing is happening. It's coming down. I predict in November Israel will divide Jerusalem. I think it's now the end game when it comes to the diplomacy. First of all, let's begin with that business with the Pope. Yes, the Shimon Peres is in Rome at this very moment, meeting with the Pope today. The reason we know what the reason is. He's going to divide Israel. He's getting his orders from the Big Papa. The Big Papa is telling him what to do. They made him president. They gave him power. They kept him alive. Now you divide Israel. That's number one. And we'll return to Shimon Peres. He had a very busy week. But there's more happening. Now, what I've been saying for so many years is you have to watch out for Juan Carlos. Juan Carlos is really, well, you could call him the Jesuit or the Vatican ambassador to Middle East diplomacy. He is the secret, really big top man when it comes to Israel. And Israelis don't understand that this man has a function. He's got a title, and his title is Guardian of the Holy Places of Jerusalem. Now, that title, of course, is a medieval Vatican moniker, but they take it extremely seriously.
I think for our listeners, Barry, Juan Carlos is the King of Spain. Now, what's the King of Spain have to do with Israel and Jerusalem? I mean, and yet, of course, it has a lot to do. Go ahead.
Well, he doesn't. The whole problem is that the Vatican consider Jerusalem their capital. They have vowed to regain it. It was lost after the Third Crusade. They had their king during the Second Crusade, Frederick Barbarossa, who was the sitting king of Jerusalem in those days. And now they want it back. Yes, that simple. They want Jerusalem back. And now they have an opportunity, a golden opportunity. Israel has been completely demoralized. The people there will obey anything right now, and there'll be no fighting back. And they did it. It took them, you know, like 13 years from the signing of Oslo to this moment, from 1993 to 1997. It took them the time it took to cut down the will of the Jewish people of Israel. Now it's cut down. And now they are going to see their fruits. They've got the president they want in Shimon Peres. They got Juan Carlos now in an amazing meeting, barely reported. But I've got myself someone way up in Ontario who follows Juan Carlos, and she gives me a call every time he does something unique. And he did something unique. He met with a Saudi prince. I think his name was Salman. I don't follow Saudi princes. Nonetheless, he's got a giant castle in Costa del Sol. And there was a huge meeting 3 days ago where they don't even know how the Saudi prince arrived. And King Juan Carlos is there to discuss the Saudi plan. He's preparing the Middle East for the demise of Israel. The Saudi plan is a joke. It's no different than Oslo or the roadmap or the Barcelona plan. They give new names every year when the last name failed in Israel. They give it a new name to give it new life. The latest new name is the Saudi plan, like the Saudis really make plans. But Juan Carlos is now meeting with the Saudis, a big time, and there are three meetings you people should know about, and I would take out the little pen and start marking them. This month in Europe, the EU foreign ministers all gather to discuss the Middle East. Next month in New York, the quartet gathers to discuss the new Middle East. I would watch that meeting tremendously, because it is going to presage the big meeting in mid-November in Washington to discuss the final status of Israel. That's what it's going to discuss. And Peres has promised that by the November meeting, Israel will have given up the Temple Mount and East Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria, the works. He's promised that by November, Israel will be committed to giving up the works, including its holiest mountain. And that's what Ehud Olmert did this week. He twice promised the Israeli people that he would be giving up the Temple Mount.
We'll be back in just a moment, Barry, right here at the American Freedom Network. And the question is, why would Olmert and Peres, rock the free leaders of Israel, be betraying these people? We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. This is Michael Golden. In the last 3 years, I've released 3 Messianic Praise and Worship CDs, In His Hands, Holy Places, and Worship and Warfare. Lord has blessed and they have sold worldwide. They're now available through the Voice of Many Waters Ministry for only $15 each plus $2 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245 to place your order today. Shalom.
Join survival expert Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival for a special day, Sunday, September 9th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get your questions answered and find the best supplies available. Every purchase of $100 or more from now until the 9th enters you in a drawing for a free $324 Big Berkey water purification system. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway in Englewood. That's 3366 South Broadway in Englewood. 866-781-0343.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible to foolishly explain that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network at 1-800-245-2425. made in Brooklyn will send you to the state. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Personally, our silent killer is a new book written by scientist Charlie Smith. In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin or silent killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Here at the American Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, who's bringing us up to date on the betrayal of the Israeli people by the leaders of that nation. Insists our country is being betrayed by leaders here in the United States who do not believe in America, who are dedicated globalists, who want to destroy our sovereignty. So a similar thing is happening in Israel. And what is really so interesting is that these people in Israel, and we're talking about Olmert, Barak, and certainly are tied into the Council on Foreign Relations, which it is at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, and is, for all intents and purposes, the invisible government of the United States. So, go ahead, Barry.
Well, sure, why not mention the CFR? And I guess I will right now. Olmert has now announced, this is now official policy, and surprise, surprise, like I didn't say it when the Shochevet neighborhood of Hebron was abandoned 2 weeks ago with barely a fight. I mean, it was a 2-3 hour fight. The residents locked themselves into a room, and they had to weld the door open, and it was a minor fight. It would have been a major fight if 10,000 people had shown up and surrounded the neighborhood and actually fought the army, but that doesn't happen. There's been too much infiltration, and the settlers are going to leave their houses. They've been worn down like the Jews of Europe in the 40s. They won't fight back. We've reached this point. And now Olmert feels confident enough to announce that they are going to remove the settlers from 46 outposts. Now, the word outpost is a little confusing to people. It's like the word settler. These people have been living there for 40 years. Why are they settlers? They have been there for a generation. They've got their children were born there. They don't know any other place. It's their home, but they're still settlers. It's the same thing with outpost. Outpost means suburb. And nobody is using the word that we're talking about suburbs of Efrat and suburbs of Hebron, where there are houses and there are established sewer lines and electrical connections, whatever. They are going to remove 46 outposts.
And of course, they're going to really take the Jews out of Judea and Samaria, and by so doing and turning that over to the Palestinians, they, for all intents and purposes, divide Israel into two parts, and now the Palestinians can station their missile launchers right in the very center of Israel and hit literally every area there. And this is what's so dangerous about this. And, of course, what they have done is they've infiltrated all the patriotic Jewish organizations so that there will be no resistance, exactly as they've done here in the United States, infiltrating our churches and our conservative organizations, yes, and our liberal organizations, to neutralize the American people. So go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, you've got to admire them. They're very thorough.
Yes, they really are. They're truly diabolically clever.
Well, they're the one that established the rules of the game. This is why the settlers are so helpless. Number one, there's no organization actually promoting its agenda on behalf of the Jewish religious rights. And by the way, it isn't just a Jewish religious right. If you happen to be a left winger socially, and all your life you voted, let's say, Labor, you can still be pro-settler. It's not a necessarily a right-wing point of view. They've also pushed that on us in a huge way, that these are just a religious right. Any Israeli now should be worried sick. No matter what his point of view, his country is going down the drain. And this should be a cause for concern amongst the left as well. They are the ones who have set the borders. We may be playing tennis, but we're playing it without a net right now. They've got the net up, and they know where the ball is going, and everyone on the other side is just running around like pinball, like balls in a pinball machine, not knowing where they're going to go. They're the ones making us run around, and it should be the opposite. There should be enough organization that we can stand up to these people by actually knowing things that they don't know. But those days are gone. As you said, the movement, the Asia Council, or the Council of Judean and Samaritan Communities, was totally taken over by the government. And their so-called leaders, like Bensi Lieberman and Pinchas Wallerstein, leading the settlers, were actually working for the government. And in the case of Bensi Lieberman, he opened his fat mouth, I guess it was last January, at a trial of Avigdor Lieberman, and said that he worked with the police during the anti-Gush Katif pullout demonstrations to make sure nobody got near Gush Katif, and the settlers went into the desert because he told them to go 35 miles away from Gush Katif, and they actually followed him. I have a book called Bye Bye Gaza. If you want to know how they've infiltrated everything and turned the settlers into morons, just go to lulu.com. Put in my name, Chamish, and look at Bye Bye Gaza. Now the end game is being played in a very huge way. The end of Judea and Samaria and East Jerusalem will probably be within 2 months. Now the first thing they're going to do is they're preparing for war. Olmert admitted that this is going to be a bloody battle, taking out the 46 communities. It's no longer just the Shohevet neighborhood. It's 46 separate Jewish communities are coming down now. That is official government policy. Just so you people know, but here is the fact that that came out that is just shocking when you think about it, but it's not shocking to me. This plan was submitted to the American ambassador of the Council on Foreign Relations, Daniel Kurtzer. And you want to talk about infiltration by the Sabbateans, or the Frankists, same word. This is your Frankist, so-called Orthodox Jew, Daniel Kurtzer, working for the Council on Foreign Relations, pretending he's an Orthodox Jew, and he is the one guiding the next phase of the destruction of Israel, the uprooting of 46 separate communities. It's now official policy. The plan was submitted to Daniel Kurtzer. Frankly, I think he actually submitted the plan, not the other way around. The Israeli government are listening to the Council on Foreign Relations. As your listeners who know me well understand, I've only been saying this for the last 12 years. These communities are being destroyed by a little think tank in New York, and you think one Jew is going to have an itty-bitty little protest with one itty-bitty little sign outside the Council on Foreign Relations in New York to protest the uprooting of tens of thousands of Jews? Not a peep. And this is a separate issue, of course, but the Jews are thoroughly neutralized, just thoroughly, completely non-fighters anymore. I think I'm going to mention a little fact. Last night I had a long phone call with a friend of mine from Israel. She's here on a vacation. She phoned me up, and I just told her she's been in the fight to preserve Israel like nobody else. Lovely woman. Her name is Chaya. And I said to her, you know that there might have been a chance when you had the huge protests in Israel, in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, up to 250,000 people. You know, the only thing missing was violence. And I said, it ended up a giant party with 250,000 people and music and lousy speeches, but there was no violence. And I said, when you're fighting a government run by the mafia that knows only violence, I said there was one answer and one answer alone. Somebody had to burn down Tel Aviv. I said at least a few windows kicked in, just a couple of cars vandalized, something to scare the government. And she said, well, that's you're wrong. We're too democratic. I said, forget democracy. Israel doesn't have a democracy. That is a complete fallacy. You didn't scare, I said, we didn't scare anybody. And that was the point of the matter. The other side, the PLO, were blowing up Jews. Over 2,000 have died since the so-called Oslo War Accord was signed. 10,000 wounded in a bombing. That's not just wounded. That means you're missing a leg, you're blinded, castrated. Whatever you do to survive a bombing, you're not just lightly wounded. I said, well, they did the bombings and they get their way. You did nothing. 250,000 of you, and there wasn't enough anger. Not even enough anger to break a window. I said, what do you expect? They laughed at you. This is a government run by violence. The Israeli government is thoroughly, completely a guerrilla mafia organization who are going to remove you from your homes with extreme violence, but you didn't show any violence back. And they're laughing. They're laughing. They know they can remove you from your houses, and you'll weep, and you'll cry, and you'll complain, but you'll go. And I said, that's what's happening, and it's going to happen, and it's going to happen within the next couple of months, that the scene will be set where Gaza was just a Sunday picnic. Now there's 250,000 Jews that they're going to remove from the homes, and you'll do nothing. And I had this discussion with her where she said violence isn't the Jewish way. And I said to her, these are not Jews. The soldiers come from weird places. They speak weird languages. This has already been noted that they have said in removing Jews from Shalhevet neighborhood and from Asmona, they said, let's get the Jews. We didn't come here not to get the Jews. People overheard this, that the soldiers, many of them, the forces, were brought in. They're mercenaries. They're mercenaries who hate Jews. And they're brought in to remove Jews from their land. And you're not going to fight even this. I said, you didn't even have one martial arts instructor in Gaza. I went to Gaza. I told them, people, you're fighting violence. You need to know how to fight violence. Get yourself a martial arts instructor. At least you can stand up to the soldiers and be men and Jewish women. But no, they didn't do that. They once again will walk into the buses and watch their houses bulldoze and all their possessions bulldoze and not even be compensated. You're going to make refugees out of 250,000 Jews, and no one is fighting it. No one. And it's well, to say the least, it's extremely aggravating that there's no battle for Judaism or for Israel.
Well, of course, the old idea is, well, we're a nation of laws. We have to obey the laws. Whereas, of course, your leaders don't obey the laws because, of course, they hate Israel. And it's so difficult, I think, for the average Jew to recognize the fact that their leaders are betraying them and that both political parties, or all of the political parties, or most of them, are simply a scam, and the media is controlled. But the hardest thing for the Israeli people and the American people to realize is that their religious organizations have been infiltrated by people who have a different agenda, because they worship a different God. We'll be right back.
Those are the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network. Its affiliates stay
involved in the occult today.
Way that was opened once before, which allowed beings to leave their plane of existence.
Damn. I'm bringing you the news behind the sponsors and supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And this evening, our guest is Thomas Horn, is not behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not why we ordinarily invite your calls, but please don't call unless we do ask for calls. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but please do not call unless we ask for calls. Our guest, Kevin McDonald, and of course Kevin McDonald is certainly involved with TACTA, and he's actually put out a
just to purchase the medicine. If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get the information from you, your website and all.
Well, I'm going to take a little risk. I'm going to give my cell phone number. That's actually who phoned as a someone who heard me on your show phoned me at the beginning of this show, and I hope we'll phone back. My cell phone number is 904-501-7605, and that's only for orders, please. And that's 904-501-7605. I have a new DVD which I sent to you, and I hope you'll have a look at it sometime this week, and we can actually talk about it. It's called The Vatican's New Campaign for Jerusalem. It outlines the Vatican and Paris's plan and how they are going to get Jerusalem back, and back to the Crusades. They're going to get Jerusalem, but they're going to get Jerusalem back because they have totally infiltrated the Israeli government, beginning with Paris, who is the Don. He is the mafia head. And if you want that CD or my books, dial that number, and only for that, please. And then, of course, you can also email me. It's Chamish, Chamish, at netvision, one long word, netvision.net.il. That's Chamish at netvision.net.il. My website, just do barrychamish.com. And, of course, the books you order from lulu.com, lulu.com, right in my name, and there you go. That's the information. Now let's go and talk about something else I discussed last night with my friend Chaya. The fact that the Israeli army now, the officer corps, are now, for the first time ever, mostly religious. And, you hear so much hope that now that the army, that the officers are mostly religious, in time we will win. Boy, are these hopes unfounded. The officers in charge of destroying Gaza and the Sochevet neighborhood of Hebron were religious. They live in the territories. These soldiers, they obey anything. Now, I told this woman, I said, there is only one way, there's only one fight that will work. The young men and women of Yesha and their supporters have to refuse to go in the army. Just outright, there has to be a strike. Now, in Israel, when the garbage men go on strike, within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, the government collapses and gives them whatever they wanted, because a country sticking full of garbage collapses. Well, a country with no army also collapses. There has to be an organization that doesn't send its finest young men into the army in order to use them as the officers, removing their friends, their neighbors, their relatives from their homes. You've got to strike. You don't join the Israeli army. It's a humiliation to wear that uniform. It's a shameful uniform. Secondly, you are actually going to be the people responsible for being homeless. You can't join that army. It's that simple. Or the police. You have a complete strike. Then the Israeli army is going to lose half its officers. It's going to lose them just like that. If this were a concerted effort, now, of course, the government will send in its rabbis, and it will condemn this organization, and you will get all kinds of political and religious leaders supposedly representing the religious factions fighting you. But you've got to know that they're infiltrated, and they're working with the government, for the government. Their salaries come from the government. And somehow or another, you've got to get everyone to refuse to serve in the army. The government will cave within 3 weeks, a month, or else the country will go down. And even this government, I think it would be frightened of half its officers skipping out of the army. I said that was a process that could have worked if it had been pressed, if there had been an organization dedicated to saving Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, and by the way, all of Israel. Let's not kid ourselves. These are just steps in the slicing up of Jerusalem. I said, if you affected the army, but the settlers are sending its finest young men to the army, to the officer corps, and they are being used every time there's a pullout. There they are. I said, well, if that's how much they want to save Israel, let Israel go. Who cares anymore? If they're actually going to be functionaries in the destruction of Judea and Samaria, now of 46 new communities, well, then you want to go. It's that simple. You want Israel destroyed, and you're doing nothing to prevent it, and that's that.
And you see, Barry, the reason that so many patriotic young Jewish people join the army is because they think the enemy is external. They look at Syria, they look at Iran, they look at the PLO, they look at Fatah, they look at Hamas, and they say, the enemy is there, we've got to join the army to defend our country, without realizing that the enemy is their own leaders.
They have not caught on to the war. They don't understand that if you want to know who is destroying the country, you have to look at yourself. And this is a concept they can't understand, that Israel was founded on a lie. It was founded in sin. The Jews that founded Israel hate the religious, and now they're going to war against the religious. And there are ways that are not violent. One is a strike against the army. Just simply don't show up, and just wait a month, and you may actually see that you do have political power that even the leaders of the country have to listen to. But this is a pipe dream. Okay, this is an absolute pipe dream. You know, the only thing I could tell your listeners is to record the show. It'll be on your website and on mine eventually, BarryChamish.com, and send the message out far and wide. By the way, if you want to see me on the Internet, go to YouTube and just write in Chamish, and I've got about, I think it's five films on YouTube, three of them brand new, and you'll see, you know, you'll see my little message. Tell people to listen to it. Maybe someone somewhere in Israel will wake up, but I doubt it. I'll be quite frank. I've been at this game a long time, and nobody's going to wake up.
Well, there's some people out there waking up, and your job is to do your best. It's God's job whether or not people listen.
Yeah, I suppose so. I guess so. Now, I suppose let's get back to the fact of what's happening in Israel this week. Our president, before he left for Rome, Shimon Peres, approached the Knesset and asked... Oh, I hear music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Chamish.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Insulin, our silent killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, our silent killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful payment and includes a good and useful insulin. This is a must-read for everyone.
This is Michael Goodman. In the last 3 years, I've released three Messianic Praise and Worship CDs, In His Hands, Holy Places, and Worship and Worship. The Lord has blessed and they have sold worldwide. They're now available through the Voice of Many Waters Ministry for only $15 each plus $2 shipping on hand. Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245 to place your order today. Shalom.
American Freedom Network, and for the last segment, our guest this morning, Barry Chamish. Go ahead, Barry.
All right, let's just do Shimon Peres quickly. He is the true bogeyman. He is the man leading Israel. the president of the country, supposedly a cosmetic decorative position with only one function of any value, and that is he has the right to pardon criminals. Peres approached the Knesset and asked them to change the law to make the president, to give the president a brand new function to negotiate diplomacy. And, by the way, the Knesset will give him whatever he wants, or else whoever doesn't is a dead man. It will start with simple blackmail. Everybody seems to have done something they're embarrassed about. If that doesn't work, they will harm you or your family. And, again, we've done this on this show, that they will, if you stand up to them, they will kill your children. And there are members of the Knesset, like Benjamin Netanyahu and Yitzhak Levy, who have lost their children in extremely suspicious accidents for having the nerve to stand up for what's right. Peres will get his little new function and be allowed to represent Israel in international diplomacy. That's one. The next thing, he used his pardon power, and boy, did he pardon a beaut. He pardoned five Arabs who in the 1980s took a nine-year-old boy, Danny Katz, and they kidnapped him, and they raped him, and they tortured him, and they finally murdered him. And these are the people he chose to pardon? Not Jews, of course. I mean, why pardon a Jew who might be in prison wrongly, and by the way, there exists no shortage of that in Israel. No shortage of Jews who have been arrested and imprisoned for actually standing up for what's right and standing up for their country and didn't commit crimes. Not them. No way. No way is he going to pardon them. He pardons rapists and murderers who happen to be Arabs. This he did all in 1 week. And, of course, the country is furious, and how could he choose them for his first pardons? In the end, he will pardon the murderers of Rabin, Carmi Gilon, head of the Shabak at the time, and Yoram Rubin, his personal bodyguard, who actually shot Rabin. He'll pardon them if the law actually wants to actually punish real murderers. He'll make sure it doesn't. The point of the matter is, as president, he is downgrading that country to the point where this country, in November, my prediction, in Washington, will no longer exist.
Well, it's a pretty bleak picture you paint, but I believe that there's a very real possibility this is what's going to happen. And as the Jewish people are being frightened to death by the threat of a war with Syria or Iran or and certainly the continued bombardment of the nation from Hezbollah and Hamas.
Well, that's the stick.
Betrayed by their own leaders.
That's the stick, of course. Sure. If you don't stick together, the Syrians and the Hezbollah and Hamas, they're all going to come in and they're going to start raping your women in front of your eyes, and you're going to have to run for the desert, and you'll be chased down, and there'll be a Holocaust. That is certainly the stick being used. But I have a funny feeling that the real threat of a missile war is being used only to move the Israeli people in the direction that, well, in the direction of giving up their own country. That's the only seed left of the plant is the fact that the enemy is there with a massive missile threat against the country, and therefore the settlers will keep on joining the army and they'll keep on removing themselves seemingly voluntarily out of their own homes because the Arab threat is so much bigger. This may all be a farce, this war. It may all be a farce. Iran and its nuclear threat and its nuclear option. The real war is being fought within Israel by the real enemy, which is the government of Israel. And that's the war that's being fought. And all the rest is just excellent PR to make the people frightened enough to give up their own country.
And, of course, if you can install fear or instill fear in a people, they become ineffective, and they've done a great job of that with the people of Israel, just as in many respects they're doing a great job here in the United States to install fear or instill fear in us so we cannot be effective in this battle.
Yet long gone are the days of never again, and long gone are the days of the brave Israeli army. It's now a cowardly army fighting its own people, and its own people are surrendering. This is the goal of the Oslo War Accord from the very beginning, the destruction of Israel. And again, folks, I would actually order my DVDs and my books, and you'll actually know how it was done. We did an hour of this week, only this week's news. That's all we did, was 1 week of news. This has been going on since 1992, when Oslo was first organized, but it began well before that, and we won't dive into the end of Israel, but Henry Kissinger promised the Arabs that Israel will be made considerably smaller. We'll arrange that. This has all been done by the CFR and Vatican hand in hand. And what can I say? I've been only saying this for the last dozen years.
Well, let's get your webpage out one more time.
Go to www.barrychamish.com and you'll get there.
Okay, and what about the book?
Go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, write my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and it'll take you to the books. Look at Bye Bye Gaza, that's going on right now.
All right, and one more time, get your telephone number out.
If you want the DVDs with special permission, only for that order, dial 904-501-7605.
God bless. Barry, we'll be talking to you again next week.
Fantastic. Thank
hey,
you
thank
again.
Thank you so very
Bye.
Much. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home. And Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoy our interviews with Barry Chamish, because the similarities between what we see happening in Israel and what we see happening in the United States are indeed shocking. Our major Christian organizations have been infiltrated by people who have a different agenda. People are shocked when you say that, and yet we find that Ted Haggard, who headed, led a Christian organization, the National Association of Evangelicals, with 30 million evangelical Christians. Ted Haggard was a cocaine-using homosexual who was using his position to undermine Christianity and using his position to influence the political situation, and there's no way he could have been there without a lot of people within the hierarchy of Christianity putting him there, because, of course, these people work, you know, as a secret brotherhood, and they promote one another to the highest positions in our nation. And where is the Christian outcry against what's going on, in Iraq and Iran, Iraq and Afghan today? Where is the Christian outcry against torture? I mean, why aren't the Christian leaders saying Americans shouldn't be torturing other people? Why are we supporting the Republican administration that says it's pro-life, and yet how many children's, unborn children's lives have they actually saved? Certainly when Donald Rumsfeld was in the Department of Defense, why, the key man as far as hiring in the Pentagon was an avowed, openly known homosexual. What's wrong with this picture? Is it possible we're being deceived? Well, you need to get my material. We did a wonderful two-hour interview with Constance Cumby just two nights ago on Monday evening. You need to get it to understand how the church is infiltrated and how so many of our political and conservative organizations have been infiltrated, and exactly as it is in Israel, so it is today. You need to get my material, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk, the book. You need to get the talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get a new four-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to get the book on satanic crimes, and of course the four-tape set on satanic crimes, or the book on Programmed to Kill. You need to understand the satanic influence within our society today, because we're truly involved in a spiritual battle, and there really are secret societies out there. They may have front organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, but the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society founded in the occult by Cecil Rhodes back in the 1890s. That's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will begin to introduce you to this whole different world. You need to get this new book we're caring about, Stargate, the Nephilim Stargate. What's a Stargate? Why, it's how you get from one dimension to the other. And you don't want to get there, believe me. But there are people who are certainly involved in that. You need to get our new four-tape set about the secret behind the secret, going into Rhonda Byrne's book and video, which has been featured on Oprah Winfrey and